Hello, everybody.
Hi there.
Welcome back to the Red Rose Recap, Bachelorette. This is the season finale and after the final rose episodes. What? I'm going to say 11 and 12.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a whilst.
It has been. I was kind of shocked when they said the next 3 hours of the Bachelorette. I had no idea that I was in store for 3 hours of the Bachelorette.
3 hours is a very long commitment.
I knew 2 hours. I was
Never
like,
the most bachelor engagements.
Yeah, it was a lot. But guess what? I said, no way am I sitting through 2 hours, 3 hours of this. And I sat and watched 3 hours of the Bachelorette.
We did too.
Live, back to back.
Yeah, no break.
There was no way I was turning away from this. So let's get started. This is the live studio audience finale, which is kind of recorded, but then the live studio audience watches. And then after she picks her winner slash suitor.
Ooh, suitor, I like that.
we'll sit down with Andy and her suitor live with Mr. Chris Harrison. So let's go ahead and get started. We are still in I have to make a small correction. Well, actually it's a huge correction because last week I think I said that they were in Puerto Rico, which was wrong. They were in the Dominican Republic. I mean, I'm pretty sure I said the DR at some point, but
I thought that you did as well.
Yeah, but I think I started out by saying Puerto Rico, so I want.
Thought Puerto Rico is where we were talking about the Bachelor in Paradise. Don't get the two
mixed up. That's
mixed up,
yes.
I can't wait for next week's Bachelor in Paradise.
Bachelor.
I don't know about you.
I'm ready.
It's gonna be fan freaking tabulous.
Yes, it is. It will fill the void of the Bachelorette being gone.
It will destroy. There'll be no void.
Oh no, there will be no void.
Oh my God, there was crying every episode.
Yes, I love it.
God intended.
Crying and apparently legs being thrown.
Fantastic.
Well, so yeah, the Dominican Republic, we picked back up this week. Andy let Farmer Chris go last week, and
so 2 weeks ago, actually,
two weeks ago, because last week we had the men tell all. Whatever. And like I said, we pick back up with this time the parents have joined the parents and families of the two remaining gentlemen, Nick and Josh, and Andy. They're all in the Dominican Republic for this Meet the Parents episode. First up, who do we have? First up,
we have Nick.
Yes.
Meeting my boyfriend, High.
Yes.
High Dorfman. How do I love High? Let me count the ways. I will tell you, my favorite part of the entire season, last season, of Juan Pablo's was meeting Andy's dad, who couldn't have given Juan Pablo a bigger middle finger ever. First of all, I'd like to say that there's a little bit of High that reminds me of Tony Soprano.
Yes, there is. There actually
just like,
is.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Yes.
I also like his don't F with me face.
Which face would that be? That's the only
that's like
face.
Everything. That's the standard. I don't know. Like, he's pretty much, like, not going to crack a smile, like, till the very end.
Not
so,
giving.
My favorite part is, like, you know, Nick comes in. Oh my gosh, freaking out, nervous, sweating, looking crazy.
As he should be.
As he should be. Meets with her parents on best behavior, not touching her, not anything. Just, in fact, both the parents commented that he seemed uncomfortable.
Yeah, really reserved. Yes.
Interested in her, which I think it's kind of an interesting comment to make as a parent.
Yeah, because the mom.
I don't know. I guess, like, I was surprised that they expected anything more. I mean, like, frankly, I would just expect High to lunge across the table.
Right.
If he actually touched Andy in any way.
Exactly.
It was more about self-protection.
Right. Not that he lacked affection for her. It's just, it's you, hi. And even Patty commented, Andy's mom, Patty, commented that he wasn't demonstrative and very, you know, very reserved. But,
you don't say, Patty. Maybe because your husband puts the fear of God into every
person. The death stare of Hi Dorfman.
I love it. I've been looking forward to seeing Hi again since I found out Andy was going to be the Bachelorette.
Me too.
I get to see Hi, and like, what are those shirts that he wears? What do they call those shirts?
Those like bowling shirts.
Those they're kind of like, you know, very Tony Soprano.
Very much so. Like, he can get in and out of that shirt really quickly if he has to. For whatever reason.
It was like, wait a minute, I don't know if I take in and out of that shirt. More like, he knows people will kill you.
This is true.
Or maybe he just will kill you himself.
I think he could do it bare hands myself.
Yeah.
Bare hands. So, yeah, he's very nervous. I don't know a guy who wouldn't be meeting, you know, the parents of the bachelorette,
the girl,
right? So, I remember Nick made a comment that he was worried that the parents would think he's a jackass.
Yeah, I mean, seeing how, like, the whole Juan Pablo, which I'm sure that they got the background,
mm-hmm.
And saw that particular interaction.
Right.
If they liked Andy or whatever. Most people don't go on The Bachelor or Bachelorette not having seen the show, so, you know.
Right.
That was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, he also told her mom
mm-hmm.
that he loved Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually we see his mom. At first I thought she was kind of getting a little bit skeptical, but instead mm-hmm. she was getting teary.
Yeah, I saw. Yep.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. And in the end, I think Hi really liked him.
He did. I mean, he got over his nerves a little bit and just straight up talked to... For one, this was like one of the first conversations that I ever saw Nick have with decent eye contact. Like, you can't talk to Hi with your eyes darting all over the place.
No being openly nervous.
You got to man up and you know, talk to this guy like a man. So, yeah, he kind of won them both over. The mom was, yeah, she got all teary-eyed, which I kind of understood. You know, your parents know how great you are, but they like seeing other people realize how great you are and say, you know, just lovely things about you. So I kind of got that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And so then, do you want to go on about the last date, or do you want to go on to Josh meeting the parents?
We can cut to Josh meeting the parents, because that's how I kind of kept track of everything. So
as far as Josh meeting the parents,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you couldn't figure out. Well, first of all, I would just like to say that Josh looked like he might possibly be melting.
Oh my God.
What
was that tweet you sent out about Josh having lost 30% of his body weight in sweat?
That was during the proposal. That was even worse. Like,
oh,
okay,
God.
So Josh, much like myself, is a sweater, obviously. And poor guy, like, literally just sweat, like, just pouring off of him.
Yeah.
Comes in, but is, you know, what we've grown to know him as being incredibly charming
mm-hmm.
and happy-go-lucky
yes.
and loud and
boisterous, all of those things.
Very forthcoming with his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So it was actually kind of interesting because I didn't think his parents were going to, or her parents were going to like him
mm-hmm.
because of that, because I think obviously his approach was completely different than Nick's.
Yes.
You know, he's a significantly different guy, like very outgoing,
mm-hmm.
like much less reserved, much more grabbing Andy and, you know, rubbing on her.
Yes.
He's just that guy.
Yeah.
And, but as it turns out, I think he won everybody over too.
He did. He,
I think that I thought her parents were easier to impress than she was.
I thought so too. They were, I was kind of shocked. I was like, damn, he's just giving his blessing to everybody. Like, she had spoken to her parents beforehand and told both, you know, her parents a little bit about both guys. And when she talked about Josh, she was like, you know, he's an athlete, and I thought he was a player, or, you know, the cocky athlete that I, you know, normally would have fallen for, but he's not that way at all. And I think they kind of had their antennas up, like, okay, let's see why he's not like all of the other, I'm not going to say all of the others, because I'm not quite sure she's like dated a team of athletes, but she's made it pretty clear that she's gone down that road before.
All these athletes was my question. Like, what the heck?
I know.
She's saying, like, this is her type. This is her type. He's the athlete. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we should do a little research and find out if Andy Dorfman is just, like, some sort of serial, you know, dater of, like, I know, Braves players or what.
Right.
What's going on?
I want to know, too. I would have thought that some things would have come out of all these athletes. So I don't know if she's talking about like maybe when she was in college or high school or a I don't know that they are or were professional athletes, but she said it from the beginning when she first met him, you know, like, here's my type. I'm trying to do something different. So, so Josh, you know, meets the parents. He mentions right away that he felt stereotyped. And the parents are like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, we heard about this. So Josh and High go off and have their man-to-man conversation. And it was at this point where I realized that High and Josh had on matching outfits.
Oh, my God, I
mean, obviously Josh looked way hotter than High, but still, samesies.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
You have to go back and look. They both had on like blue bowling shirts and like white.
It's really kind of creepy, actually.
It is pretty creepy. I mean, the tone of the color blue varied a little bit, but they had the same damn outfit on.
Oh my goodness!
Just what you want to see: your hot boyfriend dressed like your dad.
Well, one day he's gonna be like not the hot boyfriend.
Oh, he's gonna look like Tony Soprano's wearing my hot boyfriend's clothes.
That's right. Exactly right.
Oh, God.
So I just was like, hey, yeah, absolutely. If she's interested in you, I'm good with it.
Yeah. But he did say to Josh, you know, I'm not the one that, you know, you have to win over. You know, I gave you my blessing. At this point, he's already given Nick his blessing, and then now it's, you know, Josh, he's like, sure, you know, whatever happens, you have my blessing, I'm behind you. He digs him. He likes both of these guys. I was surprised.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's bizarre. Like, I was in a way disappointed because I really like it when High makes people like want to cry and look all nervous, and I like that. I was like looking forward to like a little bit of intimidation.
I was,
but
too.
High in the end is just a really nice guy. I don't like it.
I know, because he scared the bejesus out of Juan Pablo last season.
That was awesome.
And I think that's part of the reason like Andy and Juan Pablo just kind of crashed and burned, because he was like, no way am I going back to that guy's house. I got to fuck up some kind of way. And oh, did he. So, okay. So next stop, let's move on here. We have 3 hours of the Bachelorette to recap.
Yeah, I didn't really feel like there was a lot going on until like the final hour.
Right. Until the final hour. So, where are we?
We're in final date. So she and Josh go on their final date.
Yes.
And you know, I mean, basically they get a boat, a yacht, and they do, you know, they cheesily jump off the yacht together.
Mm-hmm.
They kiss a lot, because that's all these two do. It's
right.
Kind of exhausting.
Right.
So, you know, and he also gave her a gift, which I thought was really sweet.
Yeah.
He gave her a baseball card with her own stats on the back.
That was cute. That was cute. And I was glad it wasn't a poem.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was really, overall, like, A++. I thought that was really sweet.
I thought it was, too.
And it kind of reminds them of their date. And, I mean, look, these two, I mean, the chemistry's on. They're super cute together.
Undeniable.
They're going to be such pretty babies if they stay together. I mean, I'm over it.
Okay. Right.
Let's move forward to Nick.
Yeah, let's move forward. I do like the one. I would like to note that one of the stats on her baseball card was that she likes to swear, which I know. I love it. That's one of the things that I loved about Andy is that she had a potty mouth, and you know, she wasn't all prim and proper all the time. You know, she knows how to throw a four letter word out there. So, love that. So on to Nick. This is Nick's last one-on-one date with the beautiful Andy.
They go off-roading, which is really nothing but not really off-roading to, like, a path, dirt road, I don't know. nice Jeep ad, but okay.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, Andy, again, like, she starts saying that she feels sexy with Nick, and she goes to, his place and says that she likes to hear him ramble. And then this weirdo made her a necklace.
Yes.
Out of the shells.
Out of the shells and sand. I call it the sand necklace.
Okay, this is like, all right. So, okay. It does kind of one up the baseball card in some way, but it's a little more creepy.
It's like crushing.
Am I the one who thinks like something like that is creepy?
I don't. I mean, it's like, oh, I collected this water from the pond that we visited, and I made, you know, you a necklace.
She's gotta dial it back a bit.
Yeah, I mean,
dial it back a bit.
And
it's a little normal.
In all fairness, we hate this guy so much. Almost anything he does, we won't really find endearing. So, but even if it were Josh, I'm not into the
No,
I'm not into saving a piece of something and wearing it. That's just not me.
No, that's only for little kids to do for their moms. Like, hey, mom, I made you a loom bracelet.
Okay, yes, I'm please going. Wear it.
Okay. Like, maybe he should have made her a loom bracelet.
Oh, God, he should have. Then Antonella would have approved. Oh, God, if that dude showed up with a loom bracelet, I would have lost it.
Oh my God, that would have been hilarious.
Yes, it would have been.
Way more entertaining.
Oh, but, good.
Okay.
So that was that. You know, they don't come up with either of these things on their own. Like, it's just something that they do at the end, at this point of the season, every season. And usually it's like a poem or some god-awful song or something crazy. But I like the baseball card. I did.
Yeah, I thought that was super cute.
So?
So, all right, then we cut to after the break.
Yes.
Like, both of them getting ready,
mm-hmm.
and both of them shirtless.
Yeah. Oh.
Opening the curtain.
It was hot.
It was
hot.
All right. So, then, of course, we have Mr. Neil Lane.
Oh, yeah.
Goes to Josh's door. Josh mm-hmm. looks through a bunch of different rings. He decides on an oval looking like a big fat daddy. I'm saying that shit looking like 9-carat.
That thing was huge.
Huge.
And of course he can afford it. He can afford it.
Everybody can afford free.
Yeah, me too. Exactly. You got it. You got it.
So, yeah. So, you know, that's so nice. He says, this is it. This is so great. Yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we have another break, and then we cut to Nick. We're expecting Neil Lane to be at the door.
Right.
He's talking about being eager to pick out an engagement ring, and then he says, you know, that he's going to contemplate picking out an engagement ring. He answers the door, and...
Who's at the door?
It's not Neil Lane.
And no, it is not. Neil Lane's not walking through that door. This is Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Andy. And he's like, hey, what are you doing here? And she walks in and she's like, you got a moment? He's like, sure.
Good news that she's just stopping by.
No, this was not a part of the script. So he's like, what the hell is going on? So we cut to a break again. come back from the break, and Chris Harrison decides to do a live studio audience quick survey of what is it that Andy and Nick are about to discuss, because we're not getting ready to watch it 2 seconds after I stop the show to talk to you people. And
Chris Harrison, with his hands always coming together in a perfect diamond.
And I do that all the time.
His fingers?
Yes, I do the diamond. Yes. Very familiar with that. Of course, I'm only joking when I do it, but I think he's completely...
I'm like, I don't know if that's actually...
No. That's unnatural.
All right.
So he talks to our girl Claire from last season. She stands up in the studio audience and gives her 2 cents. I didn't hear a word she said. I don't care
what... Nobody ever does, because Claire needs to not talk.
I don't value her opinion or view whatsoever, but I knew...
She's great for drama.
But she's great for drama, and I'm looking forward to seeing her on Bachelor in Paradise.
That's right.
Farmer Chris weighs in on why Andy's going to Nick's door. And some other faceless bachelor, he also weighed in. I don't know who that guy was. Do you know who that guy was?
No. I don't really care.
Apparently.
It's like, dude that was on the show at one point.
Yeah, I don't know if he was even on. I don't know that it was this season, because he sounded like he knows what it's like to be. Excuse me, one of the last two or three or four dudes. And
No idea who he was.
So.
Yeah, and I mean, former Chris, he knew what was the deal. He was like, look, man, she visited me.
Right.
Actually, not at the door, though, but she was just, like, super intense when she went to talk to him, too.
Yeah.
Like, sorry.
Yeah, this is...
She looks pretty intense. She's like, hi.
Hi.
So, he invites her in for a set. He looks freaked out, as well he should be.
Yep.
She sits down. They start chatting.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
We knew.
She gives her some credit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like her opening. I woke up that morning. I didn't feel right. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, she was like, oh, remember when you told me the story of when you were engaged or got engaged or were getting ready to get married? I don't know, but you told me that you just had a feeling and you knew. And well, I woke up this morning and I had a feeling. I'm like, really? This morning? You just had your tongue down the guy's throat like hours ago. But anyway, she had a feeling.
Strange. So he proceeds to say the most bizarre question ever. Is this more about us or is it about someone else?
I thought that was bizarre too.
Excuse me, sir. Perhaps maybe you're confused about what show you're on.
Don't you remember?
It's called The Bachelorette. You're up like against 24 other guys. And
she didn't even answer.
For the same woman.
Excuse me, sir. Were you not just part of 27 guys vying for my affection?
I'm a little bit confused as to that question, because, hello, you're the final two.
Right.
Adios, muchacho. you're gone. You're like, if this were baseball terms, right now it's going to be all about baseball. You're out.
Yeah.
I don't think she actually even addressed it.
No,
she
tried to make it sound like it wasn't, another guy or someone else, which was so, like you said, so bizarre. Like, of course it's about someone else, you doofus. That's why I'm here breaking up with you. But I knew when, before they took those two commercial breaks when she went to his door, that it was about to go down. Like, it's not looking good when someone comes to your door unannounced ever. We know how this goes. But she goes on to explain to him during this agonizing breakup, which we even start to feel a little sorry for him, because nobody wants to see someone get broken up with on TV in front of everybody. Well, maybe we did enjoy it a little bit, but... She goes on to say how we're both so overanalytical, and I just felt like our relationship would be us overanalyzing things to death, any and everything. And he makes some attempts to try to change her mind, but not Not really. He kind of just, he's stunned. He's very stunned because he's been so confident. He's been so confident. He was confident meeting the parents. He thought he was in, had it in the bag from the beginning when there were, you know, what, maybe 8 or 10 of them left. But no, it's over, buddy.
Yeah,
You're not
I
getting
mean,
any
nope.
more roses.
So he kind of gives her like one of those weird hugs. And that's kind of the end of that. So she, you know, goes and gets ready for her day. And we see her show up. She's wearing her hair half back. She's wearing sort of like yellowy, creamy, I guess it's more of a creamy, but with a yellow undertoned long dress with a bejeweled neck type
Yes.
thing. Bejeweled.
Was
I
this
like that
the
word.
outfit that I called the Afghan? Did it look like kind of, was it like a cover-up thingy? Was
It
that?
was. It was kind of strange, but she looked great, as per the usual. Andy's just been looking top-notch
She's
this
been
whole
knocking
show.
it out the park.
Frankly, I think she should have still shown up in green, but hey, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you love her in the green.
I do love her in green. I think that's just her color.
Yeah.
So she shows up, and we see Josh getting out of the limo. I was not a keen of the slim pants and the
No.
too small suit, Josh.
No. It was like this jacket was like kind of going over his
And his
bottom.
pants are slim. Like, you're not the man who wears slim pants.
No. He doesn't have that body type at all.
No, that's a pantsapreneur outfit.
It is. And at one point Josh was wearing the same color pants that the pantsapreneur Markel had on the Mintel All. So I tweeted, "Oh my God, somebody bequeathed him a pair of the pantsapreneur's pants. Why is he wearing those salmon colored? I don't.
Terrible.
They were awful. That's not his thing."
Terrible. Terrible.
So yeah. So
He shows up
he
and
shows up in the
he
limo.
walks up to her and, like, again, wow, brother was sweating. This is when I said I think that during this 10 minutes of the proposal
Yes.
that Josh lost 30% of his body weight in sweat because I, like, he was melting. He was
Yeah.
literally melting. So, I mean, granted, you know, he was the hot sun, you know, he comes and he gives. I honestly have to say, like, it was really a great speech. First of all, though, can he, like, ever say anything without saying about baseball? I mean, like, I get it. You were a baseball player for, like, 5 years. You played
You
baseball. It
love
was
it.
great.
We get
Get
it. We
over it.
understand.
Like,
Yeah.
you're no longer playing. It's not that exciting. You have no career. It's cool. Like, I'm good with unemployed. Andy's the one who has to be good with unemployed, all right?
Oh my God.
So, you
He is
know, walking.
sweating.
Oh, he is sweating. But I did really like his speech. He says, you know, he gave up baseball. He was never sure this love thing was going to happen for him. He knew that he really wanted it. It was really amazing and important, blah, 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 blah. And that, you know, she was the answer to everything he'd ever wanted in a woman, blah, blah, blah. It was
Blah,
very
blah,
sweet,
blah.
honestly. It was probably the best speech that I've ever seen on this show.
Right.
In the proposal thing, without being like too mealy-mouthed or
Or
weird.
too scripted sounding.
Yeah,
You're right.
yeah.
It did. It was from his heart. And he's not,
And they kept calling each other babe.
babe. Oh.
That's kind of cute.
It was cute. But he's not, he's not like, some great orator, but he
No.
speaks from the heart, and you can tell that he meant it. So
Yeah,
it
that
was
was
pretty
cute.
sweet.
Totally cute. Yeah. So basically, she then smiles and says, "I have loved you since I laid eyes on you. I'm madly in love with you. You're it. You're the one."
You I've lo yeah, I love you since I from the moment I first laid
And
eyes
the
on you.
clutchy cheered.
Yes.
Woo!
Everybody's
Super
happy.
excited. Everyone, I think everyone at home, Twitter went wild. Everyone was like, "Yes, thank God, it's Josh, it's Josh, it's Josh." There were a couple lone wolves that were like, "Oh, so sorry for Nick." But yeah, we'll talk about this at
Yeah.
a later time. I think that sadness went away soon.
Nick and his gingham shirt were sent
Yeah.
packing.
Yeah. And so, and that was it. They started, you know, twirling about and as all
But did you think
stuff.
for a second there that she was gonna like not choose anybody? Because before, after he gave that great, speech and said all the wonderful things he said, right before she finally said, it's you. She gave this like dramatic, like I just didn't know, and she looked kind of had that pouty, and he was like, "What the hell's about to go on here?" And then she was like, "But then, she kind of switched it up."
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even think for a minute. I knew
No.
this, like, honestly, I knew she's gonna go with Josh. I felt in my heart she's gonna go with Josh for quite some time.
Yeah, we
I think
both
he was
did.
actually our pick way back in the day.
Yep.
And there's a part of me that did fall in love with Farmer Chris, but it was a, the truth is I didn't see the sparks that I see with these two. And I mean, whatever the show is, and I do believe there's part of it that is scripted, and these poor jackoffs, they're like all over the world in the most ridiculous settings that you
Right.
fall in love with pretty much like a piece of hanging meat in a locker, like being at some of the most beautiful place in the world. Granted, you're also famished and drunk.
Correct. Because nobody's eating any damn thing.
Nobody's feeding you, and they're just giving you alcohol. So
Oh,
you're
God.
drunk off your ass, you're starving, and you're in the most beautiful romantic places, and like the testosterone's up because you're competing against other guys, and and a woman feels like she's being chased by 25 different guys. Well, I mean, I can't think of a more, I think ideal situation for hormones to take over and like
Right.
you needing a reality check. But hey, that's just me.
I agree. I totally agree.
But yeah, these two, I'm not gonna lie, I think they might be the hottest bachelorette couple ever.
I think so.
He certainly
I think
isn't
so.
grown sexy. Grown sexy didn't do it for me.
No, I just she kept saying for so many weeks how Nick made her feel like a woman, and
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, Josh is your pick. What are we, why are we on this Nick fella? Still
Yeah,
him?
get off the Nick fella. I'm on. I totally agree.
Well.
So, yeah, no. So super happy. I think America cheered. Everybody's happy for her. That's the end of that. And boom, we cut to after the final rose, the
After the
final hour
final.
of the 3-hour special.
Yeah, and it didn't need to be 3 hours, but this is how they just draw this thing out, and we probably could have done without the last one-on-one dates and the reflecting on each fella. So I was like, oh God, after the final rose, really? But it was good. It
Yeah.
was good. So this is back to the live studio audience, which side note, let's talk about the live studio audience and the cheesy cutaways to them and the awkward
Yeah,
stare.
yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, it's standard procedure, though.
Yes. After they came back from showing Andy break up with Nick, the studio audience was like, there was like dead air for like 5 good seconds. It was just, they were just stunned. I don't know why, but they were. And so anyway, after the final rose, we start off with what do we start off with? A couple of Bachelor in Paradise promos.
Yes. And then we, he brings Andy out. And so, in order to give a little bit of backdrop, he shows the Men Tell All episode with Andy upstairs, which, by the way, was that, did they have like a little apartment or something they shoot in? What is that all about?
I don't know. It did look like a little
Like she
studio or
has like a little
something.
apartment upstairs that's private, and like I have to go
This
upstairs to
is
do
to be
whatever.
off to the side to do bachelorette things in private.
Yeah, I guess. So so they show a little background about the Nick has apparently been trying to get in touch with Andy so they could have a private conversation. Then he also, so he goes to see Chris Harrison. Chris Harrison says, "Well, let me go talk to Andy." It's all like very grade school, right?
It is.
So then
Let me
he
take
has to
this
go
note and see what she has to
upstairs.
say.
He has to go talk to Andy. Andy sends Chris Harrison back downstairs, right? This is exactly like grade school. Chris Harrison's like, "Hey, buddy, man, she's not ready to talk to you."
Right.
So then he gives Chris Harrison a letter and says, "Please deliver this to Andy." And so he does, and that's where we leave it.
That's it.
So he brings her out, and then brings out Nick, and
Right.
says, "This is the first time they've seen each other since, you know, basically he was sent home back in the Dominican Republic. And obviously at this point, he knows that she's engaged to Josh. And I think everybody at this point expected him to come and just beg her for another chance.
He's got a little bit of pride.
So, yeah. So he's sad. So this is, I think at this point, everybody, maybe in the country who hated Nick, almost started their icy cold cockles of their hearts started melting just a little smidgy, like mine. And it's really hard to get me to that point. So I, especially with this Satan, I was like, no. I mean, I can't even believe for a second I felt bad.
I know.
But okay. We see that he's tongue-tied. He can't even talk.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's
How'd you feel about that?
I knew it wasn't acting. You could see him like kind of shaking, and his
Yeah,
voice
his
was
hands were shaking. I saw that.
he his he was tearing up a little bit. He just didn't quite know what to say, and it, I mean, obviously he's sitting out on a stage in front of a live studio audience, being broadcast to millions of people, trying to figure out why he got broken up with. So that's pretty emotional. And I felt bad for the guy for, like you said, 30 seconds.
That's right. Because meanwhile, we have Andy in stellar breaking up mode. She says, you know, I really just wanted you to get somebody who feels exactly the same way about you, and I'm really sorry. She's trying to be nice, per Andy, very diplomatic. And he says, the hard part is feeling like you did. And then proceeds to follow that up with, if you knew how in love with you I was, why did you make love with me?
Say it again.
Now, I had to rewind for that.
I said, hold up. Say it again, Antonella.
The
What did he
hard part
say?
is feeling like you did. If you knew how in love with you I was, why did you make love with me? So, of course, like, I was like, no.
No, he
Me and like
didn't.
pretty much every viewer was like, no, oh no, he didn't.
I actually paused, but I didn't want to because I'm watching and tweeting and doing everything live.
Exactly.
And, you know, my husband's not paying attention to any of this crap. So I go, I think he's talking about Paul Chikawawa. What did he just say?
I mean, and I think my response on Twitter was, I think her ears were ringing from that blast.
Yes, that
I
was.
have never and could never imagine someone hitting that low.
Man,
That was pretty low
he put
blow.
her on blast for
Oh
sure.
my God.
I was, and I have to say, it takes a lot to shock me. This is The Bachelorette. I've been watching it for years and years, and blah blah blah. And we've had
We know that some
conversations.
people get down. It's all good. We get that.
We know. We've
We know.
spoken about the Boom Boom Room and the past couple podcasts and the fantasy suites and what goes on there supposedly stays there. We just have to draw our own conclusions normally, but no, not thanks to Nick.
Well, he alluded to it a couple times. Like he said, you know, well, you know, that night that was like fiance type stuff.
Yeah, like being
And
engaged type.
so, like, I get what he was saying. And I think everybody else who has a brain in their head gets what was being said. But to actually go out and like try to, oh, and she, at this point, folks, I mean, she's an engaged woman. She's already like, look, I mean, she's like with somebody else. She's been with somebody else now for a few months. I mean, the show wrapped up
In
back in
May.
May. So, you know, it's been a few months that she's been engaged. And I don't know if she just told Josh that they just made out. I don't know what she told him. But regardless, it's her business to tell. It's not his place to, like, put it out. Ooh,
Yeah,
so all that sudden, that bad feeling that I had for him
instantly
turned right
came
back
back.
around. And I was like, that guy's an asshole.
And this is why we didn't like him. Like,
That's right.
just God, just not a gentleman, not
Not
classy at all. He never was. He interrupted other people's dates. He had a rose a few times and was interrupting people's dates. He's just a jerk, and he proved it to a level I'd never seen on this show before. And it takes a lot to shock me, like I said. But I was like, oh my God. Like, she probably wanted to strangle the crap out of that guy right then and there,
She
live on
handled it
stage.
pretty well. I mean, she did say like that was a low blow, and you're trying to make me, or trying to make it bad for me or whatever the heck. I mean, I just kind of was stupefied after that, right? I
I
think I
was
had like I
too.
need like 15 minutes of recovery.
Yeah, I was like, where, first of all, where is High? Because he's gonna kill you.
Right
Second
after
of all, where
High.
is Josh? Because Josh is gonna kill you.
Seriously. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was brutal, man. But yeah, I thought she
Horrible,
handled it pretty
horrible.
well. I mean, as well, I know I wouldn't have handled it that way at all. There would have been like an emergency commercial and 5 second delay. Beep, 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 beep.
And a
Oh
lawsuit
God.
or two.
Oh my God. This would have
And
been worse
chairs being
than,
thrown
this
at
would have been way,
stage.
exactly, way worse than Janet Jackson's nip slip. Oh God.
The fantasy suites, I mean, I think everybody knows what happens there.
Yeah, we
Or
do.
they would just be called like less hangout
The
suites.
game room. Let's go play dress up.
So,
It
all
maybe
right.
they have just Legos in the fantasy suite and they just play and engineer Legos all night long, or no. That's not what happens in the, oh, okay. Oh, it's the boom boom room.
So, and in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, all right, you're trying, if he was trying to communicate, like, look, I love you so much and you hurt me, that was probably not the way to do it. Because, he could have just, like, written that to her or whatever, or asked her after the cameras were off. You just don't do stuff like that. Because,
Yes.
what it comes down to is, you're trying to shame a woman on national TV for being sexual, which
Not
is what is
cool.
expected. Really, in a lot, they probably all do this, by the way. They
Yes.
probably
Oh,
all
yeah.
sleep together. By the way, you're asking someone to get engaged.
Right.
And did I not just say the conditions are perfect for a
All of this stuff.
right,
Yeah.
for a hormonal
You got the
trip during
alcohol,
this
you got
entire
nobody's
show?
eating, they're in their late
Exactly.
20s,
You're
early
freaking
30s.
ripped out, you're starving, you're drunk, and you're hormonal.
And you're in paradise.
And you're in paradise. You're on the like the dates of a lifetime.
On someone else's dime. Is there any other way that you would handle this?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hell, most of them
Well,
be banging everybody in there.
I
I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? No, I don't know.
No, you
Maybe I did.
didn't.
I don't know.
Only
That
you
was,
heard
come
it.
on though. Let's be serious. Come on.
That was, yeah, that was awfully
Nasty.
shaming of him, and it was awful. But I have to say that I got a hold of leaked the leaked letter that he had delivered to her. Yes, it was leaked, whatever. But I'm gonna have to forward it to you. Basically, it was how he should have handled himself on stage, and you're exactly right. It's where he should have addressed that. Well, you shouldn't have fucked me if you weren't in love with me. But
It's not like rocket surgery. Get it together.
rocket surgery. Yes,
What is that all about? Just,
exactly.
oh my God. I think everybody is, from what I just saw on Twitter, I think everybody was appalled.
That's a
I
good
mean,
word.
and
That's a good
then,
description.
I mean, I think too, it's like kind of an old-fashioned, like, slam.
It
You know what I
is.
mean? It really kind of is like very like, I mean, it's 2014. Like, get over it. She's a young woman. She's in charge of her own sexuality, and maybe she wanted to like t gonna try the goods
test
before
the waters.
Before she commits them. And guess what, buddy? You just didn't make it. Didn't make the cut.
As our good friend would say, she would say, take a look at the portfolio. You know, you got to take a look at the portfolio of these two guys, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nate, well, unfortunately, yeah. You didn't make the cut, buddy. But there's no sense.
Maybe
there's no need.
Was a virgin.
No way.
Maybe she deflowered him and he was angry.
Oh, deflowered him. We should start that rumor.
I think I want to.
Let's do it.
I think I want to.
Oh, God. We so should. Well, that was pretty brutal. And it was all of the talk of the internet last night. But soon we got over that because Josh and Andy joined Chris Harrison after that debacle spectacle with Nick on live TV. And they just joined Chris Harrison. They were so happy and they look really good together. Just a beautiful couple. I have to agree, one of the sexier couples that, you know, have come out of this franchise. So I really like them. And they look happy and they've been together and they were excited to not having to hide the fact that they're in a relationship and engaged anymore. It's the usual, you know, oh, we get to be free and out in the open with our feelings now and it doesn't have to be a secret anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I was, he comes out, obviously. I don't, frankly, like I said, I was kind of surprised there wasn't a scuffle because
right.
I probably would have just popped out right on stage.
Right.
Like, giving him a good one. But hey, you know, whatever.
I think Josh is going to let High take care of Mr. Nick.
We'll never hear from him again.
Again.
Juan Pablo, meanwhile, is like, it's not okay.
It's not okay. Yeah. Nick is probably working in your local bowling alley right now, like, witness protection. I don't know, but yeah, that was the very dramatic conclusion to The Bachelorette. I don't have a whole lot more to say other than
congratulations, Andy and Josh. I think they actually are going to go ahead and get unmarried in a grown, sexy type of. Oh, they apparently have announced where they're going to be married. It's on like some show. Or
no
something.
Way.
Yeah,
really.
On, I gotta look this up.
I know that they made the rounds. I'll babble on here while you're looking up something, but I know that they were, you know, they made their rounds on all of the ABC shows this morning. They were on Good Morning America, live with Kelly and Mike, and I believe they were on another program this morning too, which is standard operating procedure for newly crowned couples on The Bachelor, Bachelorette. They make the rounds as, you know, a couple who's just, I don't want to say come out of the closet because they're not homosexual, but they're not having to hide their relationship anymore. So they get to go on the whole junket of ABC programming and talk about their relationship or whatever. I will share with you and for those of you listening who want to just get on Twitter or the internet and look up, I think it's on Us Weekly, the letter that Nick had delivered to Andy. I'm pretty sure it was meant to be leaked just to add an added layer of drama to this whole thing. But it was a decent letter. It was classy and I felt.
Honestly, if he would have just stuck with his original approach, that mm-hmm. guy would have probably been guaranteed to get laid.
Oh my God.
Sympathy laid for the next 5
years. Yeah, we've talked about this. Everybody knows this. This is how it works. Like, I don't know what he did or didn't know about The Bachelorette, but dude, you're the sad runner up who loved this girl who got shot down. Like, there's ass for you everywhere.
Everywhere.
Not so much now.
No, you, that's it. It's over now.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
dear.
I had a great in closing, I just want to say I had a great time covering this season.
Me too.
This was a lot of fun. But you know what will be even more fun is Bachelor in
Bachelor in
Paradise.
Paradise. Yeah, I know that.
It's like The Bachelor meets the real world
Which is
slash
like a combination of meth,
Survivor.
X,
Yes.
and a rave without the techno music. Moving their clothes and rubbing on one another.
It's gonna be pretty awesome. So we'll take a look at that and keep you guys all informed and recapped on Bachelor in Paradise. And it should be noted that normally we know who the next bachelor or bachelor in this case will be at the end of after the final rose. We do not know. I read also today that Chris Harrison says that he knows that people are speculating and talking about it, and that they usually do announce it at the end of the cycle, but they haven't because they want to get it just right. Those were Mr. Harrison's words. So I expect that we'll know when Bachelor in Paradise premieres. That's probably something they're trying to just hang over our heads to make people tune in to Bachelor in Paradise. I expect that we'll know by next week. What everybody wants to know is if Farmer Chris is the next new bachelor.
Oh yeah,
We'll
Farmer
see. We'll
Chris.
see. And that'll probably air, usually that airs after the Super Bowl or sometime around
That's right. That's exactly right.
February, right? I want to say
February, yep.
February.
You're exactly correct.
Yeah, so but we have Bachelor in Paradise. We also have, if any of you lovely listeners are interested in our Big Brother podcast, the Big Brother podcast, to be exact, you can join us there. We have lively commentary on that program as well. You can still reach us on Twitter, Antonella B, and Renita Riley, and also, subscribe to our reality recap podcast on iTunes. If you just can't get enough of us because the Bachelorette has gone off, there are ways to still listen to our lovely voices and hear our wonderful opinions and comments on these fools on these reality programming.
What's a favor and share with your friends and family? Maybe not people that are really sensitive to our vulgarity, but people who are going to cheer us on and say, "Yes, I love that she yanked out that F-bomb."
Right.
Right.
That's what, or warn them that it may not be for them, but
That's
it could
right.
be. So
That's right.
anyway, we're going to end this here, and thanks again for joining us. We have had a ball doing this and can't wait for the next cycle, for the next show, Bachelor in Paradise. We'll see you back here in about a week if you do decide to join along for that crazy ride. For now,
Thanks so much.
thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.